Gypsy Day, Baby, and Dan, Runaway Toy Train. Well, Dan had set up his train in his bedroom. He had wooden tracks and a wooden engine and other little wooden cars all painted neat, and it had a drawbridge in it. And the train went sort of, not in a figure eight exactly, it was like in a big oval, and it had another piece that went across the middle with a... Oh, it just like that, imagine. And two little switches to make it switch into it.
See, there's one, and the guy is the train is on the computer.
Yeah. Well, when Gypsy Dave came over, he said, well, look, I'd like to change this around a little bit. I used to work on the railroad, you know. You did, said Dan? Huh, I'll say, I was a great, I was the inspector on the line. Inspector, what did you do? Oh, I inspected to make sure that the cars were all hooked up together and properly coupled, yes. And of course, in those days, there were bums along the line, hobos, and they used to smoke tobacco in little sacks. And they would take a little tobacco and roll it in a cigarette and roll it up. You didn't buy cigarettes completely made in those days. You had to roll your own. Roll your own, said Baby Pee-wee. That sounds like, it still sounds like it wouldn't taste very good and it'd make somebody cough and all. Well, the bums liked it. They had those little bags and a little tag sticking out of the pocket of their plaid shirts. Well, anyway, said Gypsy Dave, enough of this chit-chat. What I want to do is rearrange this train like this. And he's busily set to work, taking the part pieces, putting them back together. And when he was finished, the train track went around in a fine circle, but the siding went off and just went into the wall. Now, how is that going to work, said Baby Pee-wee. Hmm, said Gypsy Dave, I seem to have something wrong here. Yeah, said Dan, look what happens when you do it. And Dan ran it around through the siding, over and around the curve, and to the wall. And when it hit the wall, it went right through the wall and disappeared. Great Scott, said Baby Pee-wee. That train just disappeared. It was running by itself when I let go of it, said Dan. I don't understand. It's a runaway train. It really is. What do you think happened? I don't know, said Dan. I just put my hand here. The front of the train went in. It was right here. And Dan was gone. What happened to Dan?
This is my train.
Oh, well, we've got to get it back. What happened to Dan? I don't know, said Gypsy Dave. He just stuck his finger here and Gypsy Dave was gone too. Oh no, my two pals are gone, said Baby Pee-wee. Well, there's nothing for me to do but go in after them and see what adventure lies ahead. So he stuck his finger into the place where the train went and he was gone. Well, it turned out they were in some huge roundhouse. Some great roundhouse. Now, a roundhouse is a place... What?
Like a water tower.
That's Ruff. He hears the story. He wants to tell this story, too. Don't worry, Ruff. It's all right. Maybe he knows what happened to the train. What's he doing? Wagging his tail.
They're looking at us.
Well... a roundhouse is a place where you turn trains around. Remember I was telling you the other day, it has little houses off to the side, or actually they're big houses, and in the middle there's a big table, like a train can go onto the table and switch directions or switch tracks or whatever. That's because trains can't just switch directions without... they can't turn like a car, right? They don't even have a steering wheel. Trains don't even have steering wheels. Did you know that?
No.
What would you use it for? You can't steer. You just have a lever that you pull and make the train go. Well, how did this roundhouse get here, said Baby Pee-wee, and where are my friends? He looked around, but he couldn't see them anywhere. Then the roundhouse table started to move, and on it was Dan's wooden train, but it had turned into a great huge train. And it turned and got onto a track and started chugging away. Just then, he saw his two pals on the end of the track, on the end of the train. Hey, Baby Pee-wee, here we are. Where are you going, said Baby Pee-wee. We don't know. The train is just taking us off. Are you prisoners on the train? Well, kinda, said Dan. We don't seem to be able to get off. Well, then you must be prisoners. I'll rescue you, said Baby Pee-wee. But run as he might, he couldn't catch up. So He turned his magic sword into a hand car. Now, a hand car is a little car that goes on the train tracks, and you make it go by pumping it up and down. Have you ever seen one of those?
Yeah.
And where, in a cartoon?
It's like a pump.
And pretty soon he had caught up to the train. "Give me a hand," said Baby Pee-wee, and Gypsy Dave pulled him up onto the back of the train. Well, the train was 16 coaches long, and it was puffing and chugging down the tracks faster than any of them knew what to do. Baby Pee-wee said, "I know what you, in the movies what they do is they get up on top of the train and climb to the end." "That's right," said Gypsy Dave. "But isn't that only when there are thieves or bandits in the middle of the train?" "Yeah, you're right," said Baby Pee-wee. "Why don't we just walk through the train now?" So they did. They opened every car and went. There was nobody on the train. And when they got to the front, there was nobody driving the train either. Just a little puff of purplish, pinkish chili standing right behind where the engineer would stand, and another one back where the fireman would stand. Said Baby Pee-wee, "This is a haunted train." "It sure is," said Dan, "and it's haunted by those two ghosts up there." Suddenly the ghost turned around. "Hey, what are you guys doing on here?" said one, by telepathy, of course. And the other one said, "Yeah, let's throw them off." Well, the two ghosts started coming at three pals who backed up, not wanting to confront them, and this being their train and all, and them not even knowing where they were, but fearing that they were in some ghost land. All right. So Gypsy Dave backed up and backed up, and he said, "I think I'm going to go to the dining car, if you don't mind. I need some coffee." Well, so Baby Pee-wee and Dan stood there, and they said, "Now look, what are you ghosts doing running this train?" "Ghosts? Why, we're not ghosts. We're still people." "Oh, I was afraid of that," said Baby Pee-wee. "Ghosts who think they're still alive cause more trouble than any other kind." "Why?" said Dan. "Because you can't convince them that they're just ghosts, and that they're really dead, and that their chi should split up. If they believed that, why, their chi would have blown away years ago." Well, where are we going, engineer?" "Well, call me Captain Horner." "Captain Horner," said Dan. "Why, that's my great-great-great-grandfather." "It is," said Baby Pee-wee. "Yeah, he was killed in a train wreck somewhere in Alabama." "In Alabama?" "Right. The train jumped the tracks, and there was a crash and a fire, and Baby Pee-wee and my grandfather said, my great-great-grandfather said, take the fireman first. He's not a saved man." They were both trapped in the cab of the train and the engine, and they took the fireman out, and when they came back to get him, he was all burned up. "Well, that must be his ghost, and he's come back because he saw you playing with the train, and he realized that you were related to him somehow and thought that you might be able to help him out. Only you can help him, Dan." "What can I do?" said Dan. "Well, you know the story. Why don't you go tell him the story?" "Well, I'll try," said Dan. So he went up to the front of the cab and he sat down. "Excuse me, Captain Horner," he said. "Yes, son," said the captain. "You know, I have a story about my great-great-great-grandfather. What was his name?" "Horner." It was? Why, that's my name. Or maybe it was Cooper. That's it. Cooper. Oh, yeah. I forgot. It was Grandma Horner's father, right? Yeah. And, he was killed in a train wreck. Oh, the ghost suddenly froze in his tracks. He couldn't move. "What happened?" he said. "Why, that the train jumped the tracks, and the captain, Cooper, was in there, and he said, take the fireman first. He's not a saved man." "Oh," said the ghost, and he started to moan. "Oh!" "Yes," said Dan, "that was it." He could see that that chi was starting to break up. And pretty soon, whoosh, it blew away. "You did it," said Baby Pee-wee. "You saved your grandfather."
"Now I gotta do the other ghost."
"Well, the other ghost, when he saw the first one disappear, he disappeared too. Now the problem was that train was going lickety-split down the track. And as they looked ahead, they could see that the bridge was out." "Great Scott, the bridge is out. Do you know how to drive a train?" "Gosh, I sure don't," said Baby Pee-wee. "Maybe I could use my magic sword as a brake. Well, one of these things must be the brakes, said Dan, and he pushed a bunch of levers, but it only made the train go faster. Oh no, this must be a ghastly train on a trip to a grave ending, said Dan. Well, here, I'll use my magic sword as a brake, Baby Pee-wee said, using the magic word brake. He stuck the sword through the train, down into the track, and pulled hard. Help me pull, Dan! The train was squealing. They pulled and pulled, and finally came to a stop, with the two front wheels almost off the edge of the trestle. And they looked below. Why, it must have been 100 feet to the river below. If they had gone down, they would have ended up just like Great Granddaddy Cola. Of course. Yeah, I was wrong at first. I think it was Great-Granddaddy Cooper, but we'll get Mama to straighten all that out later. Meanwhile...
And also, another one of my grandpa's was a sailor.
A sailor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Grandpa Horner was a sailor. And Uncle Bob was a sailor when we go to Michigan. And your other Grandpa Barco was a train. Well, anyway. No, you're thinking of another thing, great thing. When it gets back that far, you got too many great grandfathers to think of. Well, when the train came to a screeching halt, Gypsy Dave came running up and said, "What's going on here? I was just finishing my coffee." "Where'd you get coffee?" said Baby Pee-wee. "I don't know. I was sitting there and someone brought it to me." "Well, there's no one on this train but ghosts." "Ghosts!" said Gypsy Dave, and he started jumping up and down and throwing his hands up into the air. Well, all of a sudden, the train started to run in reverse. That means backwards. Faster and faster it was going. "How can we stop this thing? I don't know. My sword's not working anymore," said Baby Pee-wee. "What's going on?" said Dan. "How come your sword isn't working?" "I don't know. Do something," said Baby Pee-wee. They were almost to the roundhouse. They crashed right through the roundhouse, and all of a sudden, floop! They were laying on the floor in Dan's bedroom. And the train was back to being a wooden train going, and it went backwards on the track a little ways and then stopped. "Whoa," said Dan. "I guess once we got those ghosts taken care of, we came back into the real world from the yin world where that train was. I guess so." "Well, it just was bringing us back. That's all I can figure," said Baby Pee-wee. "I guess you're right," said Gypsy Dave, "but it's enough to give a man a powerful hunger, a powerful appetite. Well, I think my mom has made some popcorn out in the kitchen."
"And I think the diamond went away too."
"And I think they all did." So they went out in the kitchen where Mama had made popcorn, and they ate the popcorn, and they drank a nice cup of warm tea, and that